This week on Birds in the News, we're saddened to report the possible extinction of yet another species, the pōuli of Hawaii. Late last year, there were three known pōulis known in the world, all living on Maui. On September 9th, one of them was captured by biologists in hopes of breeding it in captivity. But they were unable to capture or even find another one. The captured male pōuli died in captivity Friday, November 26th, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The bird had recently contracted avian malaria, but the exact cause of death won't be known until tests from the necropsy are completed. The remaining two pōuli, believed to be a male and a female, haven't been seen for nearly a year. They might also have died, moved to another area, or have just been missed by wildlife officials. This species was a unique part of Earth's history, said Eric Vanderwerf, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Hawaiian Bird Recovery Coordinator. We'll never have another one like it if it disappears. I kind of liken it in some way to the loss of the Mona Lisa or the Sistine Chapel. If we lost that, we could never get it back. The rare Hawaiian honeycreeper had been kept at the Maui Bird Conservation Center in Olinda since it was captured for breeding. The state, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Zoological Society of San Diego, which operates the Maui Conservation Center, began a search Tuesday to find the remaining two pōuli in the remote rainforests of Maui. The small, stocky brown bird with a partial black face, described as a bandit's mask, was discovered in 1973 by a group of University of Hawaii students conducting research on the east slope of Haleakala volcano. It is so unique that it's in its own genus and is the only Hawaiian forest bird to rely heavily on native tree snails for food. Tissue samples from the dead bird were saved for cryogenic preservation for possible cloning in the future. Someday, when technology catches up with our fantasies, we may be able to resurrect the pōuli because we saved these cells, said one of the researchers. The pōuli's numbers have dwindled because of habitat loss and introduced predators like cats, rats, and mongoose. Non-native diseases carried by mosquitoes have also taken a devastating toll on Hawaiian birds. On a more cheerful note, we look at an interesting perspective on northern saw-whet owls. Jim McCormack of the Ohio Birding Listserv says that on the Ohio Ornithological Society's website, you can see a photo of a little saw-whet owl basking under an ultraviolet light. Somehow, perhaps inspired by some of the interesting research done recently about ultraviolet light used on Hawaiian birds showing plumage variations that people are unable to see under normal light, birdbanders figured out that the different ages of saw-whet feathers glow different hues of pink under this type of light. The younger the feathers, the more pink the glow. Thus, you can get a good idea of the age of a bird quickly and efficiently without undue stress. Plus, McCormack notes, it looks cool. I've linked to the photos on my own website at www.lauraerickson.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.